Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Hazinu. Hazinu, Rabbi Yisai, is the Shira. That's the song of which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in the previous Parsha. Parshas Vayelech. In it, Moshe Rabbeinu called Shemayim and Oretz to be the Edim. They should be the witnesses to all the tzaros and the calamities that would befall Klal Yisrael if they do Averus. And that the ultimate Simcha would only come with the final Geula. And Mefarshim point out that since the nature of song, of Shira, is to express recognition of the total Shleimus, the total harmony of the Bria, like we're going to see in Perek Lamed Aleph, like we saw actually, Lamed Aleph Pesuk Yutes. So therefore it often mixes Lashon Ovar, which is the past tense, or the present tense, and the future tense. What's the pshat? Because everything is goli v'yidua to the Navi as a total reality, which there's no conflict, there's nothing to disagree with, and in which future past events are not only in harmony, but they also clarify one another. Therefore, everything is melded together as if it's all happening at the same time. That's the godless of Shira. Shira surpasses any other Indian in the world, because that's the teva of Shira. With that, Rabbi, so we begin Pasuk Aleph. Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabeiro. Give ear, Shemayim. Give ear, heavens, and I will speak. V'sishma ha'aretz imri fi. And may the earth hear the words of my mouth. Zot Rashi, Hazino Hashemayim V'adabero. Listen to me, Shani Masra Ben Bisrael, that I am warning Klal Yisrael. V'tiyu Edim B'dover. You should be Edim about that. Shekach Amarti Lahem. That's what I told them. Sha'atem Tiyu Edim. That you're going to be Edim. V'chein V'sishma Aretz. Also, like it says, V'sishma Aretz, that the earth, may the earth hear the words of my mouth. Frekt Rashi, V'lama Heyed Ben Shemayim V'aretz. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to use the Shemayim and the Oretz, the heaven and the earth, to be the Edim? And for Drashi, Amar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ani Basav Adam, I am a man of flesh and blood. L'machar Ani Meis, tomorrow I shall die. Nimroim Yisroel, like a Balnu Aloyinu Abriz, if Klal Yisrael are going to say, we never were Makabal this Briz, Mi Bo Machisham. So who's going to come and contradict them? I'd say it's not true. You were Makabalit. Therefore, he was made with them, the Shemayim and Oretz. Edim shen kayam la'olam. These are Edim, witnesses that are forever. They're everlasting. They're forever. The Shemayim and the Oretz never change. So therefore, they're going to be the Edim. Va'oid, and not only that, shem yizku yavoa Edim v'yitnu scharam. That if they're going to be zayicha, they're going to do the mitzvahs of the Ribbono shel Olam, so then the Edim will come and they'll give their reward. Hagef and titin perio. Via oritz titin as yivulo. Via shemaim yitnu talon. Like the pasuk says in Zachar Yeches Yud Beis. Vim yischaivu, if they're going to be chayiv, they're going to be rishoyim. Tia bem yada edim tchilo. So the hand of the edim will strike against them first. Via otzer es hashemaim. Velo yiyeh motor. There won't be any rain. Via adam alei sitin as yivulo. And the earth will not yield its produce. And then afterwards, they're going to quickly be perished. They're going to perish quickly. Aliyah Uma is through the goyim. So therefore, he used Shemayim and the Oretz as the Eidim. Pasuk Beis, Yaroiv Kamotar Likhi, may my teaching drop like the rain. Tizal Katalim Rossi. And may my utterance, that's what comes forth from my mouth, flow like dew. Kaseirim ali desha, like the storm winds upon desha, upon vegetation. Vicharivivim ali esev, and like raindrops upon blades of grass. Zakdrashi, Yarif kamotar likhi, may my teaching drop like rain. Zuya edus shateidu. This is the Eidus, the testimony that you should be made, that I'm saying before you. Torah shenasati li Yisrael, the Torah that I gave to Klal Yisrael, shichaim lo'olam. which lives eternally. Kimatar zeh uchaim loilam, just like this rain endures forever. Kashiyarfa shemayim tal v'matar, when the shemayim, the heaven, drops and sends forth its dew and its rain. Yarv is lashon and yatev is netifa, is a lashon of dripping and dropping. Chen yarfu tal yirafun doshen tizal katal shakol smeichim boy. And the it's gonna flow like the dew. So Rashi says shakol smeichim boy. Everybody rejoices with that. Fishamotor yesh bayatzavim lebrius. Rain sometimes make people sad. Someone's traveling and it starts to rain, so he's not very pleased. If someone had a vat that was filled with wine and then it starts to rain and dilute his wine, so he's not very, very happy about that. Therefore, it's going to be tizal katal. It's going to be like the my utterance is gonna flow like the dew, that everybody rejoices over that. Hashem came by rain, that not everybody rejoices when it rains. Kesairim. What does Seirim mean? Rashi says storm winds, Lashon Ruach Sa'ara. It's a very, very stormy wind. Ketaguma, it says Keruche Mitra. Ma Ruche Salalu. Just like these winds strengthen the blades of grass, the vegetation, and enable them to grow. And so too the Vitayra raises up the ones that learn it. The Chervivim Tipe Motor. These are drops of rain. Nearly Hashem Shayarika Chaitz Nikra Reviv. Why is it called a Reviv? Since it shoots forth like an arrow. Madatama, like it says, Roy Vikashos, he shoots with an arrow. Desha's arbits, that's the growing. Atifas Aorts Mechusa Biyerach, that means the covering of the ground, which is covered over with vegetation. Because Desha, the Sifsechom speaks out, is Koil, different meaning of Masav Mharabe, it's Koil, a lot of types of vegetation, which is Levisha Saorts Vikiseo. That's the clothing of the ground, and it covers it over. And every min b'fnei atzma is called asev, like we're going to see in Parashas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Asev, Rashi says, kelach echad kori asev, one stalk is called asev. V'chal min la'atzma kori asev, and every single min in itself is called asev. Because there's two types of asev, two names. It's used in two forms. Pasuk Gimel, Kishem Hashem Ekro. When I call out the name of Hashem, then Havu Goydel Elokeinu. Then ascribe greatness to our Hashem. So Kashi Kishem Hashem Ekro. Harei Ki Mishamish Beloshen Kasher. Over here, the word Ki means when. Kemoi Ki Kisavo Alaorts. When you will come to the land. Kishem Ekro Va'asker Shem Hashem. When I will call and mention the name of Hashem, Atem Havu Goydel Elokeinu, you describe greatness to Hashem, Uvarchu Shmai, and bless His name, like the Gemara says in Yuma, Teflamet Zayin Amar Aleph. Mikan, Omru, Sha'oinin Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai, Li'olam Voed, Ache Baruch Hashem B'Mikdash. From here the Gemara says in Tainis, Teflamet Zayin Amar Beis, that we answer Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai after a Baruch that is said in the Mikdash. So the Sisacham says, Imtayim Radum Ananias Amen. Maybe who says that? That's what you say. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Elam Vod. Maybe it's the answer. Just the main. The Sumi Nolei LeFarish B'Mikdash. Maybe it's in Medina. So the answer is V'Yeshleimer Hoyel D'Chsiv Havu Goydel V'Amen Lav Gedulah. Since it says Goydel, and if you say Amen, that's not Gedulah. All you're saying is Kel Melech Nemo, that you believe in it. Elamanas Devi Mevarach. All you're saying is you're agreeing with the Mevarach, what the one that made the bracha, and you're saying it's true. And it also says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Mashma, Shem Hashem Bedalit, Shaldalit Beis Yosef. Means Hashem Hashem with his Oisiyos. Va'osu la'asker Hashem, Shaldalit Hashem Begvulin. Now we mask Hashem's name in the Gvulin. Kim Bemigdash Hashem is Kim Hashem Beis Yosef. Dafkan Bemigdash. And Melo, Rashi says, Pshat, it's Dafkan Bemigdash, you say, Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, after Baruch in the Mikdash. Like the Gemara says in Tainis, Tazayin Amid Beis. Pasuk Dalet Atzor Tamim Pa'aloi. Atzor means the rack. Tamim Pa'aloi, perfect, is his work. Kichol Derachav Mishpat, for all his paths are justice. Keil Emun Avein Ovel, it's a Ribbono Shel Olam, a God of faith, without any virus, without any iniquity. Tzadik V'yashar Hu, Tzadik, he's righteous. V'yashar and fear is he, he's very fear. Ribbono Shel Olam's fear is like Rashi Atzor, the rack, Tamim Pa'aloi, perfect is his work. Afal Pishu Chazak, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is strong, nevertheless, when he brings punishment upon people that don't do his will, he doesn't bring it in a storm against them. It's done with justice. Because his work is perfect. Because perfect is his work. So it's not done b'shetef. Okay, Lamuna. Ribbono Shel Olam is a Ribbono Shel Olam of faith. Zakdrashi l'shalim l'tzadikim tzidkasim l'olam haba, to pay back, to reward the tzadikim for their righteousness in the next world. The afal pi shema'achar es tagmulon, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam delays giving them their reward, soifel la'amen es dvarav, nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to keep his word at the end. Ve'ein ovel, he's without iniquity. Afal rishayim, even to wicked people. Mishalem schatzit kosam ba'ilam hazeh. The Ribbono Shel Olam is ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh haschar kol beria. Hashem does not cheat anybody. Anybody that's royal to get schar and is worthy of receiving reward, so then he gets it in this world. Af l'rishayim, even to the wicked people, zok Rashi, mishalem schar tzit kosam ba'ilam hazeh. If they did something good, they're going to get schar. They're not going to get it in the next world, but they'll get it in this world. Tzadik, he's righteous, v'yosher hu, and fear is he. Hakel matzdikin aleihem es dinoi. All are matzdik his din on them. Chen ro v'yashalem, and that's proper and worthy for them to do. Tzadik mipi abriyos, he's Benjamin's righteous from the words, the mouths of people. V'yasher hu, and he's straight, he's fair. V'roi latzdiko, and it's roi and worthy of justifying. Because of the fairness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Hey, Shiches Loi Loi, Bonov Mumam. Shiches Loi Loi, corruption. Shiches means corruption is not his. Bonov Mumam, the blemish is his children's. Dor Ikesh, this is a perverse and twisted generation. Ufisaltoil. Dar Ikesh means a perverse. Ufisalta means twisted. So it's a generation that's twisted and perverse. Zokt Rashi Vasmeintos Shiches Loi Loi. Corruption is not his. Ketagum, like the Targum says, Chavilu Lohin Loh Lei. Corruption to Klal Yisrael, it's not his, meaning the Rishon is not corrupt, he's straight. Bonav Mumam, the blemish is his children, Zakt Rashi. Bonav Hayu, Ve'ashchasa Sheschisu Hi Mumam. They were his children. And this Ashchasa that they did, all these blemishes, that are their blemishes. All the Ashchasa that they did, that's their Mum. Bonav Mumam, Zakt Rashi. What does that mean? Mumam shall bonav hayu v'loi haya v'loi mumay. It was the blemish of their children and not his mum. Because Rashi before was bothered. Why they called, if they were chayte, so why do you call them bonav? Why is it Ribbono Shel Olam's children? Teretz is, the shchasa that they were mashchas, that's their mum. Bonav mumam, Rashi says, shall bonav, the mum was of their children, not his own mum. Dar ikesh, a perverse nation. Akum, the crooked, umu'ukol. Kamoy, it says, Veskola Yashra, Hayishar Yakeshu. All straightness and all fairness has been crooked. Like it says in Micha, Gimel Tes, Belashin Mishnah. It's not a Lashon of a Mishnah, it's a Lashon of the Gemara in Chulin Daf Nun Vav. It says, Cholda Sheshine Akumais Vakushais. A weasel that its teeth are crooked and bent. Ufisaltoil. Anshalaj Kipsila Hazet Shagoidl Noise. It's like this thread that they grow and they wrap it around the gadil, the thread. Psalta is mina teva isakafula, is that a doubled words kema yirak rak adam dam, like in Vayikra Yud Gimel Mem Tes sechar char untilim lamed ches yud alef skalgal. These are words that are doubled. There's double letters in there. Pasuk vav al Hashem tigmelu zois. Is it to Hashem that you do this? Am novel v'loy chacham. You am novel, you vile and unwise people. Haloi hu avicha kanecha. Is he not your father, your master? Hu oscha v'yichoneneka. Has he not created you and formed you? So Drashi. Halal Hashem tigmelu zois. Is it to Hashem that you do this? Loshen tema. This is a wonderment over here. V'chila fun of atem atzivin in front of Ribbono Shel Olam. Are you getting him sad? You're upsetting him. Sheyesh biyado lipar mechem, that he could punish you. He has the ability to punish you. Sheheitiv lachem b'chala toiv. It's not only that he did all this good to you. So that's, is it before him that you upset, that you distress him? Am novel, you vile nation. Sheshakhu esa asilim, that forgot what was done to them. V'loy chacham, unwise people. Lahavin esa neilados, to see what the future is going to bring. Sheyesh biyado lehitiv lahora. That to see that Ribbono Shel Olam has biyadai to do good for you or to harm you. Halai hu avicha kanecha, is he not your father? What does that mean, your father? Your master. Zakrashi shekonacha shekinenacha bekan asloim uba'aretz chazaka shetiknecha b'chol minei takana. What does that mean? Zakrashi shekonacha means that it's a lashon kinyan, that he acquired you. Shekinenecha could mean a lashon of a nest, like akan tzipar yegir rechamecha, shiluch akan, meaning in the nest that's in the rocks in a strong land. Shetiknecha b'chol mina takana, the Ribbono Shel Olam was misakin you with all these forms of takana. It's not a lashon of kinyan, it's a lashon of tikkun, fixing you up. Hu ascha uma b'umais. The Ribbono Shel Olam has created you and formed you as a nation among nations. Because L'chayr Rashi's bothered. What's this great praise that the Ribbono Shel Olam he formed you? The whole Kol Olam Kulay also. Didn't he form the whole world? So what's so special? So Rashi says, no. He made you Uma Ba'umay. So it's a Laimer Bachar Bacha Mikol Aumis Olam. Asher Bacha Bonu Mikol Aam V'Nas Lanu Es Terasay. The Ribbono Shel Olam chose us from among all the nations. V'Yichoneneka. Then afterwards he established us with all types of bases. Mikem Kohanim, there are amongst you Kohanim. Mikem Nevi'im, amongst Klal Yisrael there are Nevi'im. Mikem Elohim, there are amongst you kings. Krach Shakol Boy, you are a city that has everything. You have everything. You're Kulay Boy. You have everything inside of you. You're complete. That brings us up to Sheini Pasuk Zayin Zecher Yemois Olam. Remember the days of yore. Binu Shnois Dervador. Understand the years of generation after generation. Shiala Vicha V'Yageitcha. Ask your father and he will relate it to you. Zikeinecha V'Yomrulach. And your elders and they will tell you. All you got to do is ask. Zakrashi Zecher Yemois Olam. Remember the days of yore. Ma'asa b'rishayim shechisul fun. What Ribbono Shel Olam did to the ones, the earlier ones, the rishayim that got him angry. Binu shnois der v'dor. Understand the years of generation to generation. Der enoish. That refers to the door of enoish. Sheheitzef aleim meyokyanois. That the Ribbono Shel Olam took the water, the ocean, and flooded them, drowned them. V'dor amabel sheshot from, and the door amabel that he drowned. Davaracher, another pshat. Loi nechtam levavchem al sha'ovar. Loi nesatam levavim al sha'ovar. You have not paid attention of what has passed to the history. Binu shnois der v'dor. Understand generation to generation. Lahaker la'bo sheyesh biyod leid v'lechem. That you should understand and recognize in the future that it's biyad Ribbono Shel Olam to do good for you. Lahanche l'chal l'chem yemoisim Mashiach. And to bring to you the days of Mashiach v'olam habo and the olam habo. Shialavicha, ask your father, who are those? Elu anaviim shenekroim avos. That refers to the prophets, the neviim, that are called avos. K'mash amru be'elio, like it says in Melachim Beis, Yud Gimel Yudalit. Avi, avi, rechav Yisrael. So you see that the neviim are called avos. Shialavicha, viageitcha. Zekeinecha, who are those? Elu hachachamim, these are the hachamim. Because the word zakein is nutrikin of zeshekon chachma, the Gemara says. Rashi here quotes from the Sefri. And they will relate it to your Rishonis, what happened in the past, in the beginning. Pasuk Ches Bihanchel El Yoin Goyim. When the Supreme One, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave the nations their inheritance. He made them into nations and he gave them their lands. Biafridei Bnei Adam, when he separated the Bnei Adam, the children of man. Yatzev Gevulois Amim. He set the borders of the people. Lemispar b'nei Yisrael, according to the number of the b'nei Yisrael. So, Rashi, b'hanchel el yoin goyim, when the Supreme One, the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave the inheritance to the nations. K'shehinchel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'machisa v'scheilek nachlosan, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to the ones that got him angry, the Yovdei Avodah Zarah, their chelek, their inheritance, etzifam v'shatfam, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam drowned them. What was their chelik of and their nachlo? That was a tzifim mishatim zakrashi that he drowned them. Befriday b'nei Adam, when the Ribbono Shel Olam separated the b'nei Adam zakrashi was meintos kishehefitz dorak flogo, when he spread out and he dispersed the dorak flogo hayibedin lavirim in olam be'etzim the Ribbono Shel Olam should have killed them. V'lei also came, but the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chazdei did not do that. Eliyatzev gevulos amim. What does it mean? He separated the borders of people, of these nations. Kiyamum v'loy avdom. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mekayim them, and he did not destroy them. L'mispar b'nei Yisrael, but it was according to the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Dr. Ashi, b'shvil mispar b'nei Yisrael, because of the numbers, according to the numbers of b'nei Yisrael, shasidin lotzeis b'nei Shem, that are destined to come out from the b'nei Shem, where Klal Yisrael came out from. And according to the number of the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Avinu, that he separated the borders of the people. What's that? It's Shivim Lashonis. He gave them 70 languages. Pasuk Tes. Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. For Hashem's chelek, his portion is his people. Yaakov chevel nachlosoi. Yaakov is the measure of his nachlo, of his inheritance. Yim pasuk zakrashi vasmeintos ki chelak Hashem amoi. For Hashem's portion is his people, is his nation. Lo makol zois. Why did Ribbono Shel Olam do all this? Lefisha hayachelkoi kavush beneiem. Because his chelak, Ribbono Shel Olam chelak, was trapped and captured amongst Klal Yisrael, was hidden amongst them. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with Klal Yisrael, like we saw Rashi in last week's parasha. Ima yinoichi b'tzara, v'heishiv es shvuscha, v'shov Hashem v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, Rashi says over there. That the Ribbono Shel Olam hichtiv gula la'atzma, he comes up from Golos with Klal Yisrael because he went down there in the first place. That's what Rashi's saying over here. Lama zois l'fisha yechelkei kovash b'neyem. The Ribbono Shel Olam's chelek was there amongst Klal Yisrael, v'yosid lotzeitz, and it was destined to come out. And what is the portion of Ribbono Shel Olam? Zok Rashi, Amoy. That's his people. Umihu Amoy, Zok Teheligir Rashi, Shat and Posuk. It's so beautiful. Who are his people? Yaakov, Chevel Nachlosoi. Yaakov is the Chevel, is the measure of his Nachlo, of his inheritance. Vuhu Ashlishi Sheba'ovois. Ba'ovois, Zok Rashi, he's the third of the Ovois. Yaakov Avinu, Hamashulish B'Shalais Chuyois, that he's tripled with three merits. What are they? Zechus Avi Aviv. That's the Zechus of the Zayde. That's Avram Avinu. Zechus Aviv and the Zechus of Yitzchak. His father. Zechus and his Egin Zechus. Harei Gimel, that's three Zechusim. Kechevel Azeh, like this rope. Shu Asi Begimel Gadilim, that's made with three knots. Vehu Ubon of Hayuloi Lenachlo, and him and his children was a Nachlo. That was a Yerusha. Velo Yishmael Ben Avram. It's Zakrashim before Yishnishti Yishmaelim Ben Avram. Nor who Ubonov, that's Yaakov Ubonov. V'lo Yesav Ubonov Shal Yitzchak. Not Yesav Benoy Shal Yitzchak. Nein. Yaakov chevel nachlosa steht mefurish in pasuk. So any of the goyim come say, "Vos, the Ishmaelim are the chosen nation. The Esav, bnei Esav, the doimim chas v'shalom steht mefurish in Torah." State Yaakov chevel nachlosa. Yaakov is the chuta meshulish lebim meher yinotik is the triple. Nodded chut. That's the schus from Avram Avinu, the schus from Yitzchak Avinu, the schus from Yaakov Alein. Lo Yishmael ben Avram Zokter Rashi. Not Esav ben Oishal Yitzchak. They come to take you. Yerushas. They're not mechutonim. The bunch sent them away. Yaakov Chevel Nachlosai. Pasuk Yud Megeit Vaita Yimtzeeyu Beeretz Midbar. He discovered him in a midbar, in a desert, in a desert land. Uvesayu Yileil Yishimoy. Sayu Yileil Yishimoy means in desolation. It was just a wilderness over there. Yisayvivenu yivayneneu. Yisayvivenu means he encircled him. Yivayneneu, he granted him, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him discernment. That's a koyach of bina. Lashon of, we're going to understand, we're going to see what Rashi says. Yitzrenu ke'ishayin einoy. The Ribbono Shel Olam preserved him ke'ishayin einoy, like the pupil of his eye. Now we saw last time, why is Ish and Einoy? Because a person has the dmus of another person. You could see him in the black of his eye. I believe the Sephorna speaks it out. That's why it's called Ke'ish and Einoy. It's an Ish Katan. Dmus Ish Katan Nira Be'enov. Like the, maybe Evan Ezra says it. Zot Rashi of them. What's meant is? Yimtze'eyu Be'eretz Midbar. The Ribbono Shel Olam discover them in the desert, in the desert land. Oysam Matzaloy Nemon Be'eretz Midbar. The Ribbono Shel Olam found Klal Yisrael trustworthy and neman to him, faithful in the land, this midbar. Shekiblu aleim Torah, so you malchusay v'yoyloi, that they were makabal the Torah. The malchus of Ribbono Shel Olam, the oil, the yoke. Mashalayosu Yishmael v'esav. What Yishmael and Esav did not do. Shenemar, like it says later, we're going to see in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Beis, state, v'zorach miseir lomoy, hayfia me'ar paron, that Ribbono Shel Olam went to the Yishmaelim, he went to the Bnei Esav, and they didn't want it. They didn't want the Torah. Nein, Mashalay also Yishmael ve'Esav also Bonav. That's what Klal Yisrael did. That's Yimtzei Be'eretz Midbar. That the Ribbono Shel Olam discovered him in a desert land. Nishti Yishmael. Rashi keeps on stressing. So it's Yaakov Chevel Nachlosai. Yimtzei Be'eretz Midbar. It's Klal Yisrael. Nish the other nations. Uvesayu and desolation. What does that mean? Yilel Yishimain is a wilderness over there. So Rashi Eretz Tziyu v'Shameimo. This is an arid, dry, desolate land. Mokoy mi'alolas taninim uvenoisiana. It's a place where these serpents and these ostriches they scream over there. It's empty land. Af shom nimshchu achra amuna. So Rashi, even there in this desert, arid, dry land, where there's no vegetation, there's no chiyus over there. Klal Yisrael and Nimshach after the Amuna, faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'layomru l'moshe, and they did not say to Moshe Rabbeinu, hey, chneitze l'midbarois. Mokoyim tziyu v'shamamoyim. Klal Yisrael l'chayra could have said, how could we go out to this desert? It's a place that's arid, it's desolate. Klal Yisrael did not say that. Ke'inyin shenema, like it says in Yirmiyo, beis, lech teich acharai b'midbar, that you went after me in the midbar. The Eretz Lezerua in a land that was not planted. A land that was not planted. Yisayvivenu. Yisayvivenu. What does it mean, Yisayvivenu? Zakdrashi, Shom Sivivam Bekifam Ba'anonim. There the Ribbono Shel Olam encircled them and he with the clouds. Vesivivam Begdgolim Le'ar Baruchais. And Ribbono Shel Olam encircled them with the golem to the four. To four ruchas, the four directions. V'sivim betachtes ahar. Then he encircled them at the bottom of the foot of the mountain. Shekafo aleim kegigas, that he held over this mountain like a gigas, like a barrel. Zotrashi v'smeintos. That what was the toiv bazeh? Simcha Chama says kadesh yu kamayanusim, that they should be like they were forced. Well, yuchel shalchem kam yom, they can never send them. All the days kedin anus, like kedin anus, like v'shom parshki seitze perikov beis chav tes. And the Sefer Chacham says, "Chaim Pirashdi in Parshas Vayishma Yisroi." So that's what he says over here. Yisayvivenu Sham Sivivam Yevayneneu Sham B'Toyru Bina. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam over there. He endowed them. He granted them discernment. That's Bina and Toyru, understanding. Yitzrenu Minachash, Sorof, Va'akrov, Umina Uma is Dribanish Leilam. Preserve them. What does that mean? He preserved them. For what he preserved them from? From these wild snakes, these poisonous scorpions. Umina Umais, and from the nations, Ribbono Shel Olam protected them. Ki isha in einai, like the pupil of his eye. So like the Rashi, Vosidos, who are shochur sheba'ay, and that's the black of the eye. Shema'or yotzi menu, where does the light come out of a person's eye? It's from the black part. V'unkelis tirgem yimtze'eyu sipik tzorcheyen. Yes, pikeu kol tzorke b'midbar. What does it mean? Ribbono Shel Olam provided them whatever, with all their needs in the midbar. Kemoi, it says, U'motze lehem. Lo yimotze lanu har, different psukim. In Bamidbar Yud Aleph, Parshas Baloyischa, or in Yeshua Yud Zayin, we had Tezayin, Lo Yimotzei Lanu Bahor. It's a lashon of Yaspikeyu, that the Baruch Hashem provided them. Yisavivenu Ashrinun Tzchor Tzchor Lishchintei, Oyel Moyed Be'emtza, the Baruch Hashem Elohim, surrounded them around the Shechina. What does that mean? The Oyel Moyed was in the middle. Ve'arbo the Golem, the four camps. La'ar Baruches were around the Klal Yisrael, because the Golem sometimes can mean flag. And sometimes over here, it means that the Golem are the groups of Klal Yisrael. So the Targum over here is saying Yisav Yivenu is going on the Oyel Moed. The Hainu that he surrounded them, around the Oyel Moed. The Oyel Moed was in the middle. Pasuk Yud Aleph Kinesher Yoir Kinoi. He was like an eagle arousing its nest. Al Goizol of Yirachev, hovering over its young. Yifrois kinofav yikocheyu, spreading its wings and taking them. Yisaeyu alev rosoi, carrying them on. Evrosoi, what does that mean? Let's see what this means in Rashi. Look, Rashi though. Kinesher yorikinoi, like an eagle arousing its nest. Noagom berachamim vechem l'ribonish l'adim ledem. With compassion and with mercy, kinesher azeh rachmani albonov, like this eagle who is compassionate on its offspring. Ve'edoi nichnas lekinoi pisaim, it doesn't go into its nest suddenly. Atru mekaskes umetarif albonov bechnofov, until it starts making noise and letting its children know. How does it do it with its wings? Bein ilon leilon, from tree to tree. Bein seichel lechavrita, from one nest to the next one, from one branch to the next. Kadesha Yu Ribbonov, he wants to arouse his children. Vyebem Koyach Lakabal, they should have Koyach to be Makabal them. So he goes from one branch to another branch, from one tree to the tree. He doesn't suddenly come and land in his nest. Ribbonishim does the same thing. Yorakina Yo'i Ribbonov, he arouses his children. Agazol of Yirachev, on his offspring, on its young, it hovers over. Zakdrashi Vasmaintis Einoi Machbid Atzmaelin. He's not Machbid himself. He doesn't put his pressure on them. Ela mechoyfef, he like hovers over them. Nageya ve'ena nageya, he's touching and he's not touching. Afa kodish baruch hu shakai loy mitzanu sagi koyach, state apostle in Eiv lamed zayin chav gimel. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not machbid al bonov. Ribbono Shel Olam does it gently. So what does it mean? Shakai, that's a kodish baruch hu loy mitzanu sagi koyach. Even though he's sagi, the Ribbono Shel Olam is elevated and is way above Klal Yisrael, and he's strong. Nevertheless, he's not noyig b'koyach mebrias. He doesn't act harshly and forcefully with what he created. Keshebalitin Torah, when the Ribbono Shel Olam came to give the Torah, lo nigla alei meruach achas. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't just come suddenly from one direction. Ela me'ar beruchas. The Ribbono Shel Olam came from four directions. Shenem v'ashteit beweiter. Hashem misinai bo v'zorach miseir lomoy hayfia mi'ar poroim v'yosa me'riv v'skoidesh eloika mitei mon yovosh detaposin chavaku gimel gimel zuruach revias. It's machlokes over here what Rashi means, but Rashi's klor means elikai mitei mon yovoy is the fourth direction. Al kapon Ribbono Shel Olam did not come suddenly. That was the chesed Ribbono Shel Olam, didn't want to scare his children, just like an eagle doesn't want to scare its young. Yifres Knofov, it spreads out its wings, Yikocheyu. And then taking them, Zakrashi, Kishabal, Litlam, Mimokim, Lamokim. When the Nesher, this eagle, wants to take its young from one place to another place, Eina Noitlam, Biraglov, Kisharoifis. So this eagle does not take it with its feet, like other birds do. Lavisha Sharoifis, Yireim, and Anesher, because other birds are afraid of this eagle. Shumagbia lo fufarech aleim, because this eagle rises and it flies way above them. Lefichach noisem beraglav mifnei anesha. Therefore, all the other birds are afraid of that eagle, and therefore they hold their young between their feet. Aval anesha zakrashi, but the eagle ain yori elamenachetz. All it fears is from a human being, that he might take an arrow and shoot it. Lefichach noisem al knafav. Therefore, it takes his children, its young, on its wings. Omar vazok the nesher mutav sheyikones achetz bi. I'd rather that the arrow penetrated me, but did not penetrate my children. The Banishim says, I carry them on the wings of eagles. When the Egyptians pursued Klal Yisrael, and they reached up to them by the Yam. So they were shooting arrows and all these stones against them. Miyad, what does it say? Immediately, Vayisa Malach Elokim v'goyimra v'yovei bin machne Mitzrayim l'machne Yisrael. That the Malach Elokim came and he positioned himself between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Klal Yisrael, so that the muta v'chetz yikonis bi v'lo yikonis v'bonai, that the Banishlam says, let the arrows penetrate me, but don't let them touch my children. That's the mushal. What Klal Yisrael is compared to, the Banishlam is compared, Kinesher Yor Kinoi Al Goizolov Yerachif, that the Banishlam is compared to an eagle that arouses its nest, hovering over its young, then spreading its wings and taking them, carrying them, Alev Rosoi, on his wings. So, Grashi Vaita. Zok pasuk vayta pasuk yud beis. Hashem bodod yanchenu. Hashem alone guided them. Ve'eini moy kel nechor, and no other power was with them. Zok Rashi. Hashem bodod yanchenu. Hashem alone led them. Hashem bodod ubetach nogam. The Ribono shel Olam alone, in isolation, led them by Midbar. Where was that? That's referring to the Midbar. Benjamin let them alone. V'eini moi kel nechor lehoye koyach be'achad mikol Elohei hagoyim laharis koychoi ulilachim imoyim. There was not any power given over to these nations, or the gods of these nations, to try to show their, demonstrate their power and to fight against Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu Dorshu Chazal Darshan Allah also, this refers to the future. V'chein Targum Unkelis, like Targum Unkelis says, what state in Targum Unkelis? Says, Hashem b'lchadoyu asid l'ashriyusun ba'olma dehu asid l'schadaso. The Bein Shalom is going to be the only one that dwells in the world that he's going to be mechadish. V'lo yiskayam kodamoyu polchan tavan. There's not going to be any foreign gods. Only the Bein Shalom. It's like, Rashi v'ani oimer. But I say, Zakrashi, I say different. What do I mean? Divrei Teichochehem. These are words of Musar, words of rebuke. Lihoyed Hashemayim V'Oretz, to bring the Shemayim and the Oretz as Eidim. V'tei Ashira Lahem Le'eid, Shesoifen Livgoid. And this Shira is going to be for them as an aid, that eventually they are going to be boigid, they're going to rebel against Ribono Shel Olam. They're not going to remember the original things, the chesedim that Hashem did to them. And not with the future, what the Rebbe Hashem is going to do to them. Therefore, you have to answer it. This word, the pshat, this way and that way. Meaning, the pasuk of Hashem bodad yachenu means lahabo la'over. What does it actually mean, this way and that way? Meaning, in the future and in the past. That this all goes back to that pasuk that we had before. Zechor yimoy soilom, binu shnois dor v'dor, and pasuk zayin. Remember the days from way before and understand the years of generation after generations. Actually, that's what it's going back to. Till pasuk yud aleph. Pasuk yud beis over here. He's going to do to them. All this has to be remembered. Now you see this, the Shira is going in the Lashon Avar, and it's also going in the Lashon Asid. So we saw from Gedal Yeshua says that that's the koyach of shira. What does it mean, the koyach of shira? That it goes l'mafreya, backwards and forwards, and because it transverses all gvulim. That Rabbi Yisai brings us up to shlishi.